This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Late last year, CPR News discovered a data breach at the Boulder County Jail. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the county's response.
A mistake by a government staffer led to the publication of hundreds of jail inmates' social security numbers in a document on the county's website. The sheriff's office says there's no sign the data was misused. The county is offering a year of identity protection for affected people. In some cases, it took more than a month to notify them, exceeding a deadline set in state law by several days. The county blamed its cyber insurance company for the delay. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver has a new building code for apartments and commercial properties. CPR's Sam Brash reports it aims to phase out gas-powered heating and cooling system.
Denver says commercial buildings alone account for about half of its climate warming emissions. Natural gas is a big reason why. The new building code aims to help by requiring a gradual shift to electric appliances powered by an increasingly renewable energy grid. Starting this month, a building owner must ask permission to install a new gas-powered system, and starting next year, gas equipment is no longer allowed in new commercial and multifamily buildings. The restrictions don't apply to gas stoves or single-family homes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill to require companies give their workers regular schedules and compensate them for last-minute changes or reduced hours failed at the state legislature today. The proposal was strongly opposed by business groups. Democratic lawmakers who voted against the bill said they support its goals, but believe it would be too inflexible. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.